We have great listeners. That includes you. And we have specialists, too, that not only listen, but from time to time we call upon them for their expertise. Sometimes on our own, sometimes they point something out and says, well, we should get them and get them on to talk about this. And that's what happened here in this case as we received this this letter from Dr. Tom Rafai. And I'll go through his credits in just a moment because he's got so much going on. But he said, in the spirit of our governor just declaring May Michigan Moves Month, he is giving us a little information and sharing it with all of us about ways we can put some more movement in our lives. Dr. Tom Rafai, it's been a while. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Buenos dias. Good morning. Bonjour, Paul W. It's great to speak with you again.
Such an international guy you are. But you've added since the last time we talked, you're the medical and wellness director at Magna International, president and CEO, FlexMD, Reality Meets Science Incorporated, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff there. But I want to go back to this Magna thing. Are more and more companies deciding that they want to put on staff an actual doctor who can be involved with their medical and wellness for the whole company?
I wish I could say that, Paul W., but honestly, and hopefully we start a trend, but Magna International is a first, you know, an incredible mobility technology company, as you know, by far the number one auto supplier in North America, and we're achieving carbon neutrality goals early, and the health and wellness of our employees has been embedded in our charter from the beginning. It's ingrained in our DNA. So a relationship that I've had outside of the company with a number of employees at the higher end had led to this, and along with the really dedication to health and wellness as part of their DNA, here I am.
Well, good for you. That's good to hear. All right. Since the governor has declared May Michigan Moves Month, what suggestions and information can you give us to try to get us to maybe move a little more?
You know, Paul W., you know, this is not the first time I've said this, that every little bit of physical activity counts. And as part of the Michigan Fitness Club Association's medical advisory board, and along with people like Michael Stack and others, we developed a message around movement. You know, exercise is part of it, but how many times, Paul W., have I told you the power of every little bit counts? The data is now clear. You don't need to do 30 minutes in a row. You don't even need to do 10 minutes in a row. Every minute you move all accumulates over the day to add to much lower risk of dementia, diabetes, heart disease, and even if you have these issues, much better control of them. You remember our discussion about the cardio study. If we take the average American's 5,000 steps per day and just add 2,000, right, 100 steps per minute, you could do 4 5-minute walks, 10 2-minute walks, 50% reduction in mortality from all causes. So what I'm urging is everyone to find where their reality meets science, whether it's taking calls while walking, which I like to do. I've got a great walking area at 7th floor of Magna in Troy where I'm going to take a call. I'll take a walk, taking the stairs, gardening. Every single thing that you do is going to count. Do we like people to top off the cake with some icing of exercise? Sure. Yes, I think it's great. But if we, and I'm a gym rat, I just got out of the gym, but if we exercise for 30 minutes and then we sit for 12 hours, we're going to, as Dr. Chip Levy-Ochsner, who is on our True Health Revealed podcast we just released last week, you're probably going to wipe out a lot of that. So light physical activity spread throughout the day, like the Blue Zoners do, right? Sardinia, Okinawa, Nicoya, Costa Rica, our own in Loma Linda, California. They move about the cabin throughout the day. Sure, hit the gas a little bit once in a while to blow out some carbon. Sorry, I got to use these auto analogies. With exercise, great. But in every way, shape, or form, you do movement your way, it will count.
You know, you've said it a million times on this program, and we'll just say it again. It's the simplest things, like taking the faraway parking spot, which also, by the way, protects your car from dings, but the farthest away parking spot in a safe parking lot, sorry, I have to add that, but just taking that extra time walking to get where you're going is counting toward this addition that you talk about that can come in dribs and drabs and small pieces.
1,489% correct. And can we bring up Grandpa Harry real quick, Paul W.?
Oh, good old Grandpa Harry, yes.
Listen, he did something, and we've seen this. I see that one of the higher level executives at Magna who's wondering why his father has such better control of sugar. The walking after a meal. This walking after a meal I'm seeing over and over again. If you want to talk about the timing that will give you the most bang for your step buck, taking
Doc,
a light
Doc,
walk
we
after
have to,
a meal.
Unfortunately, here we have to break. Stand by. We're getting you back on. It is 8:29.